Hello guys, and welcome to a brand new episode of Injury Time Extra. I'm Naveen, and today I bring you a brand new episode right from UAE, where the AFC Asian Cup is underway. Well, the quarterfinals are just around the corner, but this episode has nothing to do with that. Well, in this episode, I speak to Sven-Goran Eriksson. Well, remember the name? Yes, the very man who led England to the 2006 World Cup and a few more great competitions. Well, he was in UAE with the Filipino side, and I got an opportunity to speak with him. Well, let's listen into what he had to say.
Coach, first of all, your thoughts on the Asian Cup and Philippines so far?
Well, I have seen not every game, but as many as I can, because surprises, India. I think that was great, but not only that India won, they deserved to win, and they played very good football. And I must say, ignorant, I didn't know very much about Indian football. And when you see them, hey, their physique is strong, they play good football, they have good players. So, very, very good. Other things, Japan won, suffered a little bit. Korea, we met Korea, they are good for sure. Iran, easily. So, the big favorites, the only big favorite which failed a little bit, Australia. But I think they have time to recover.
You can't count them out just because of one win, one loss, right?
No, you cannot. And Australia normally always are one semi-final, final, and so on. So.
Defending champions coming in here now.
Yeah, yeah. And many good games, some boring games as well, to be true. But
yesterday one.
Yeah, yeah. But it's always like that.
Part and parcel of a competition.
Yeah.
Oh. Like you said, Korea was a pretty close game. You could have nicked it, could have gone either side. What are your thoughts on that game? Could you have done something different?
Well, for us, Philippines, we were not happy that we lost the game. But the way we handled the game, I think that was very good. And that was good for the future in this tournament and also good for the future of the country. You know, Philippines is, I suppose, like India. It's not the most popular sport. In Philippines, it's basketball. And when the national team play at home games, we don't have 20, 30, 40,000. We have 10,000 maybe. So this tournament is important for Philippines. Can they change? We have a generation of good football players. So if we can do well, maybe football will be more popular in the Philippines, and that's one of the targets.
What do you tell your boys coming into a competition like this? Like you said, football is not the first big sport in Philippines, and the team is here to make a mark, not only at the Asian level, but also to give an impression that football is here to stay in Philippines. What do you tell your boys?
No, we tried to prepare physically, tactically, of course. We knew that we had to defend against Korea in other way. But also we tried to attack and we created some very good chances. But one of the most important thing when you have a team like Philippines, first time in Asian Cup, don't be afraid. Go out, play. When you have the possibility, when you get the ball, and try to make your way. That's very important. And don't be afraid. Have the courage. Out, play, enjoy yourself.
What is the realistic target that Philippines has set for Asian Cup?
I don't know if it's realistic, but the target we have is to go through, okay. To be second or one of the best third. And that's still there, but we know it's difficult. China is good, Kyrgyzstan is good, Korea, of course, is good. So, we'll see tomorrow. Very important game.
How things pan out. talking about your squad, Neil Aldridge plays in the Premier League. Mm-hmm. His club did not release him. Was that a setback for you?
It was not like that the club didn't release him. It was more a discussion between the manager of Cardiff, the player, and myself, that Cardiff is suffering they're close to go down, and the goalkeeper is desperate to keep his place
in the team.
So he wanted to play here, but at the same time afraid of
losing a job.
And if he loses the place in the first 11, then his future career is in.
Yeah.
So after the discussions, I said to him, "Don't worry, concentrate on Cardiff, and that's it."
And
because then, for Philippines, without me in the future, there will be World Cup qualifications, and then he will be available.
Right. You've been with Philippines for a while now. Suzuki Cup was your first assignment, a few months, if I can say that. What is your impression of football in Philippines? How good or bad? What is it like that?
No, the players which are here, they are good. And it's important to also know that many of them, they have football education in Europe, England, Germany, Spain, one in Japan.
Right.
So they know football, they think football. So I think that helps a little bit. And they are good. It's good to work with them. On the way here, we had problems outside football with traveling, with hotels in Suzuki Cup, and a lot of things. But the good thing with these players are when it's time to train or to play, they go in and they fight. Not they forgot everything else and choom.
Football is everything for them.
Yeah.
How is football perceived in Philippines? Have you got a chance to interact with the locals there? What do they think of football?
No, many are interested in football, and I think many looked at us in front of television. And I think tomorrow even more people will look at it from Philippines. So hopefully we will beat basketball in the future.
That's a target.
I think it's a big target for the football people and for the football league in Philippines.
Absolutely. Coach, like you mentioned, most of the players have had their education in Europe, Japan, and other countries. Does that make your job a little easy as a national team coach?
I don't think that's negative. I think it's rather positive. Of course, it's important that they are Philippines. And they are very much Philippines. They're very proud of being Philippines. And they are very keen to play for their country. So, football-wise, absolutely no problem.
Mm-hmm. And another thing, this is your third assignment in Asia, if I'm not wrong, for two clubs in China. This is your first national team in Asia.
Yes.
What brought you to Asia, and you're still staying in Asia? What is that still attracts you to Asia?
Well, I was in China for 4 years, and I liked it. And I think, I don't know India and football, so but I'm quite sure about China. If you look 10 years ahead, 15 years ahead, China will be a superpower in football. Because the president of the country, the government pushing for football. They don't want to see China like number 70 or something in FIFA ranking list. They want them high.
They want to be among the elite.
Yes. And you know, the amount of people, like India.
Yeah.
If every kid and every girl have the chance to try football, how many talented will you find?
Well, especially during your time in China, what was the biggest hurdle that you faced? Because like in India, China, football is not the first big thing. Was there a specific hurdle that you faced with that respect?
Well, to fill the stadium. Mm. I worked in Guangzhou with the Guangzhou RNF, but we did very well. My second year there, we became third, and the people came more and more. Then I went to a team, a rather new team, Shanghai SLPG,
right.
And we got 35,000 because the team played well, and we were playing in Champions League and things like that. So it was good to see, and as I told you, if you have the possibility to work in football in China, and I think also in India today, you can always smell, always see how it's growing.
It's rising. Yeah, the only way is up.
Yes.
Coming back to your time in England as a club coach and the national team, you were with Leicester. First initial few years when Shivdana Prabha took over Leicester as a King Power consortium took over. What are your memories of the man?
Well, that was awful to see him die young and in that way. So that was a shock when I heard it. I was looking at news in television, home in Sweden, and wow. He was a very good man, a very generous man. And when he bought Leicester, when I first got in contact with him, when he wanted me as a coach, he said he wanted Premier League and he wanted a club which is permanent in Premier League, sometimes playing in Europe. And he said it's a long-term business.
Right.
It's nothing he wants to do and then sell the club and earn money. He said, money I have and I'm sure Leicester will be a big club. And when they won the league, I mean, that's
one of the biggest stories.
No, that's a fairy tale.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they played, they deserved it.
Oh, they deserved it.
They deserved it. They played wonderfully that season.
Fantastic.
Vijay not only bought the club, he took over the city, gave a lot back to the city as well.
Yes.
Do you have any memories of that happening as well during your time in Leicester?
Well, I have many memories from him. If I had a free day, Mondays, sometimes he phoned me, come to London. He said, come to London. We speak. Take you out for lunch, and every time I came, we spoke. Every time he said, "No, we go out shopping." We went to Men's Wear, and I said, "I don't need anything." He said,
"Not for you."
No. He bought half of the shop and he gave it to me. I said, "No, not half of the shop, but very, very generous man." And he didn't need to do that,
right.
But that was his way. And I think. If any player or any in his staff had some problems, he went into a sort of good man, very good man.
From Leicester, let's talk about the England national team. Do you still regret not winning much with the team, the kind of team you had?
I regret that we didn't win anything, but in general, we did very well. We were in 2 World Cups, 1 Euro. 3 quarterfinals, lost 2 in penalty shootouts. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was
not
good
winning.
Time.
Good time, but not winning still hurts.
No, the fans wanted to win, and the press wanted to win, and we did. So,
right. If you were to compare the current England side to the team that you coached, what are the certain differences that this team is doing this way?
Today, England today?
Yeah, to England today.
England, they have a bunch of very good players, and you can see them every weekend in Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
They have good coaches in Premier League, they're playing good football. So, I'm not surprised that they...
But even during your time, that was the case, right? You had good players.
Yeah, I think 2006, we should have done much better than we did. Unlucky a little bit, Rooney was sent off in the last game, well... But England, they have a young team, hungry team.
Right.
They have good football players and they have pace, a lot of pace in the
team.
Can
run up and down 90 minutes.
Exactly.
You spoke about the pressure that comes from the fans and the press. How different is it in Philippines since football is not the first game? Are you a little relaxed here?
No, I like the pressure. I never suffer from that. But Philippines, of course, I don't think we as a team, we don't have anything to lose because we are new. Our position on the FIFA ranking list is not great.
Right.
Far away from that. But, I like it. I like the pressure.
What is the target that you set with the Philippines team in the coming few years? Where do you see Philippines national team?
Well, I will stay in this team until the end of this tournament. Then I will finish and other people will take over. Good people, I suppose, the coaching staff I have, and they are very, very good. I think if you look 10 years ahead, I think football will be the most popular sport in Philippines and in India.
Fingers crossed on that.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. Cricket is great.
Yes.
But I think so, because football is so big in the world. Right. And I mean, wherever you go in the world, it's football. Wherever you go in the world, basketball, no. Mm. And cricket, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
If you go to Sweden, cricket, I say,
no one might have heard of it.
Well, they heard about it, but they don't understand it and they don't like it.
All right. Since we are in Abu Dhabi, another team that you coached, Manchester City, taken over by the local Rania. How was it before the takeover happened? Because you were there before this takeover happened. Yeah. And if you had to compare the two phases of the team.
Well, I could regret that in saying I came 2 years too early to City. But I had a good time in City and we had a good year, the year I was there. I'm sorry that Thaksin Shinawatra sacked me. Mm-hmm. He never told me why, but anyhow. But I mean, Manchester City today, you cannot compare that with the city I had. It's completely different. And Manchester City of today is one of those clubs which you can see today, tomorrow, and 20 years ahead, mm-hmm. one of the biggest in the world. The infrastructure they have, the players they have, the coach they have, everything is first class. And I think it will go on like that. So they will win not only the Premier League, they will win now and then Champions League.
Pretty soon.
I'm quite sure they will.
One last question, who's winning the Premier League this time around?
Will win the Premier League? Well, since I was young boy, I'm a Liverpool fan, so...
Yeah, I met a Liverpool fan then, same here.
So, I hope Liverpool. And as you know, Liverpool never won Premier League.
Yeah, never.
It's time they do it.
High time.
High time.
All right, coach, thanks a lot. That's
Thank
all my question. Thanks a lot. Pleasure talking to you.
Well, that was Eriksen sharing his experience and his thoughts on everything Asian football, his time in England, his memories with Shivadana Prabha, and a lot about that. I hope you all enjoyed this episode as much as I loved interviewing Eriksen. Well, you can always write to us about your suggestions and your comments on our Twitter handle InjuryTimeIND and like and follow us on our Facebook page InjuryTimeIndia. So until we bring you the next episode of Injury Time, have a great time and enjoy the game.